לפי חוכמת הקבלה,
according to the wisdom of Kabbalah,
האדם בעולם הזה,
a man in this world, if he has already completed his development on the degrees of the still vegetative and animate, and has reached the degree of the speaking, that is, resembling the Creator, then his entire life should be with the understanding, the awareness that anything that has to do with the animate degree, he is receiving that only in a necessary manner, and he doesn't have any urge for anything beyond that. And all the rest of his forces, his efforts, his inclinations, he arranges them only in the direction of adhesion with the Creator. With which internal and external conditions, on which internal and external conditions does this task depend? On how many, on which internal and external conditions does the success of adhering with the Creator depend on?
This is a condition of patience, that in every state that's revealed, so person is willing to integrate in society more and more, do what their friends are doing, do whatever Rav tells us that we'll be able to take everything until the change comes from above.
We need to see what the Creator is sending us as something that is higher, something that I'm aiming for in the right manner, indeed, and receive the support of the environment that is giving me that feeling that we all have a single goal. We're not confused about where we're going, what are we asking for. We're asking for one another, we're helping one another to ask towards that same upper one.
I don't know if it has anything to do with conditions, external or internal, but more, what am I willing to take, to absorb? How am I willing to subjugate myself? And that is working in the environment and in prayer. A condition for a necessary condition is demanding for the others for what is outside of me, and that is through the environment. It comes from our dissemination. Yeah, on one hand, dissemination as much as you can, integrate with all the deficiency. On the other hand, raise importance in the group for work in raising man. Work on those two opposites all the time, and through the point in the heart, be in connection with the Creator.
To make the effort that whatever a person can do in that moment. It may sound obvious, but sometimes even the effort that we're capable of doing, we need to come and actually put it on the table, even if it appears to us as not important, even if it seems to us like, you know, just the peel of the garlic, unimportant. Nothing will come unless we really make the effort that we're able to do, when we are given an opportunity to do it, you know, that we again be included in the group, again connect to the goal.
And yet, only through the environment, we ourselves, doesn't matter how much we decide once and for all, it's just not worth anything. Only if the environment gives me the feeling that we have to awaken in every moment, do the maximum. Ask, are we at a stop? What depends on us to advance even more? What can we do to take advantage of this moment and not be as beasts? And that's only by mutual support, None of us have the force to do it alone.
It actually turns out that I depend on developing my development, on the development of my environment, the success of my environment. And all of my efforts should be directed there.
And after the action of integrating in the environment, when a person enters the center of the group, first of all starts with gratitude to the Creator and raising the importance of the Upper One for giving us this role to be His passage.
And to do anything possible so that all the friends will have the strength to work in the correct way, that in each friend there would be this deficiency for the collective correction that we have to bring to all the created beings, and to really be devoted towards this work in love of friends.
Try and be in constant happiness during these states of scrutiny and correction, that they can only happen in the environment, and if we keep that direction, we stabilize some kind of rules, a process that we can follow always.
Inside of the environment, there is this balance, a perfect balance that nature provides, where each one has some have lesser desires, lesser awakening, others have more desire, more awakening. When we include ourselves together, when we open our hearts towards the friends, what they're saying, what they're feeling, we feel that the complete Kli is ready. It's always ready for advancement, for revelation of the light, for a true prayer towards the light. But it's only if we stop looking at the Creator as something that is facing me, rather it's something that's facing us. We look at everything as a single unit, a single Kli.
Turns out that the only condition is the avut between us, that we agree to be concerned exactly what you said about the others, who's in front of me and not myself. Because in this, the success depends on.
Rav, what are the limitations on behalf of the Upper One on our turning to Him? Let's say like a slot where through which we throw a coin into a vending machine in order to operate it. What are the limitations on behalf of the Upper One on our address, our appeal? What should our request, how it should be exactly organized, in what format, in what manner, in what style, in what form? What should be there and what shouldn't be there in our requests, so that our turn to Him would become man. That is something that obligates the Upper One to respond, and in the correct, desirable manner. What are the conditions for and against, pros and cons, the things that should be there and shouldn't be there in our requests, so that it would turn into man?
So the condition is to demand for the others, and that man is willing to stay in a state that he is in, and he doesn't ask for a change on what the Creator set up for him, but he is demanding for the others to reveal that state of good and benevolent.
The request has to begin with praise and gratitude about the greatness of the state that we're in, and it has to continue with in the direction of bestowal. The prayer has to bring a person to greater bestowal in the group. And then also the way that the group is in greater bestowal to the world, and how it is connecting all the created beings to the Creator.
All there's questions. What am I demanding? some demanding the force to overcome the state and not that the state changes. Who am I demanding for? For everybody and not for myself. What am I asking for? I'm asking so we can give contentment to the Creator and not to fulfill ourselves and not to fulfill anybody else. That is the goal. There's like a series of questions that bring us into that direction, the wanted direction, and that the other direction is the complete opposite.
I suppose that there is this sequence of questions, and I feel that I'm trying to answer from my mind, so these questions don't come from anywhere. They're like a piece of paper that will later fly away in the wind. Yeah, rather, I feel that the only condition is indeed to come with a whole heart, that it comes from every cell in your body, from all that you are. You feel that you have nothing else other than this request right now. You feel that all of your reality, everything that you've experienced until now, everything was for this moment in which you're asking for something from all of your heart.
Has to be great happiness from understanding the greatness of the thought of creation, where we're at.
The request has to be for the present moment. That is really a demand in the heart that will be formed, will be crystallized, that we want the Creator. We want from the Creator, we want to bestow contentment to Him right now. We're not asking about the future or anything. Rather, the prayer has to be about the present moment.
And the prayer also has to be that I'd want it to be in all the friends, explode through the group constantly, that all the friends will have a prayer to be in mutual bestowal towards all the created beings, and to be those who connect between the Creator and the created beings, and then put more efforts in love of friends constantly, and that's our life. That's how we bring contentment.
Yes, and that
man machine.
Personal man is like being in katnut, in smallness. That what's defined the situation, because anything can be done in the right form or in the wrong form, and one is waiting only to be able to operate in a way that is desirable by the Creator. When it doesn't come from Him personally, it is in accordance to Him. It is truly arranged in such a way that there's no more precise definition, in my opinion, than katnut.
Rav, how do we organize the man, the prayer, the turning to the Creator, that on one hand it'll be a personal, individual turning to the for others, and on the other hand, it'll be a prayer that comes out of we, through the public. How do I organize my prayer that it'll be individual, personal, and general, a collective?
My personal request, it doesn't exist. It is just a request to see that the friends are the pieces of my soul, and to see that the whole of reality that appears before me, over which I want to ask, the request is that you will show me that the friends are a part of me, they are a part of my body, a part of my desire, so that when I'm asking for everyone, that's the right request. There's no me and others. The separation is completely cancelled. At the same time, I'm asking as if for myself, but really for the collective kli.
Yeah, that's actually, once you are included in me, I can demand for you in order to bring him contentment. And then I'm already annulled.
that I is included in the group, and from the group, in general, it raises man for all the other desires that are in the world or in my perception of reality.
The group is always in prayer for more bestow and contentment of the Creator. That individual prayer of everyone can only be as a result of as much as he is annulled towards the group. Then the group can imprint the correct man upon him that has to explode out through them. And as much as he's not subjugated, so his prayer has corruptions in it. And then the reforming light has to reform him.
If I'm ready to be split in two, to really live in agreement with the fact that in me there's both the force of reception, however I use that only after I include myself with the desires that of others, that I'm willing to live just for the sake of the desires, the requests that I receive from the lower ones, from humanity, from the nation, whoever it is, and for them I'm willing to activate all the force of reception that is in me, then I can truly operate like a couple of parents that are functioning for their children.
A correct demand request has to be against the ego, against the intention to receive for myself. So there can't be a prayer for that I that exists right now. It has to be a different I. Has to be someone that's included in the ones that I'm demanding for. In the perception of reality, stop seeing me as separate from everybody. To see as everything is the revelation of the Creator, that I have to pray to see everything corrected.
So apparently that I turns into the point of request, and not more than that.
How can I be certain, Rav? How can I be certain during the time of request to feel, to know that I am in a state that I'm receiving the request? As if I come to a person and give him my request, and I see, I know, I feel that he is getting it and thinking about it, that he is receiving it. How can we reach a state like that?
To the extent of change that is felt in the desire, or to the extent that a person feels that he's more outside of his own desire with respect to what is felt in the others, to that extent there is this feeling that the request was accepted, that one was able to come out of himself.
On one hand, there has to be great sorrow that will really hurt in the heart, the current state. On the other hand, has to be happiness and gratitude and praise that explosion, that as much as it hurts that you can't bestow, and if that's what you want to raise, then you get an answer.
The friends arrange the conditions so that one wouldn't really be able to do any action unless he is detached, disconnected from himself, and he's only examining how much can he operate for the collective, how much that's the only thing that he cares about. Otherwise, he simply is powerless to do anything.
Question is, how we can check that the prayer is answered, that it's received. If I want to know that my request is heard, is that it's already something that isn't so pure, it's not the full request. If I'm really requesting from my heart, and I did everything I can, so I'm not concerned if it's heard or not. I feel that I don't have to expect a reaction. Just give everything I have, and that's it.
So apparently the response can be not even in the friends, not those who are outside of me, but the way that I see them. how much do I succeed to truly see them as great and want to come closer to that, to want to see them, that way, not that I succeed, but that it will be revealed this way.
And the result is also happiness, but not egoistic happiness that my desire to receive is more fulfilled, but happiness that through the group maybe some bestowing contentment to the Creator was done.
As much as I see my prayer realized in the group, all that would like to happen, I really see it in the friends more and more, that they live my prayer. Really, truly so. And also in humanity, it's the same. My request over humanity, I see that it really starts materializing in practice, the connection of the humanity with the Creator.
The moment humanity has like this discernment that bestowing, that to live and bestow is important, and I have this impulse, a much greater one, to be included in the friends, otherwise I feel that I'm dead, so then anything else that happens to me doesn't matter. Those three things together work as like a oiled engine that is working more and more in intensity and frequency with more clear discernments.
Just jump to the water. Yeah, it feels like something that is so absolute that to start now analyzing if I received a response or I didn't feel a response, it feels to me like the will to receive cannot be prevented from going in there and spoiling it all. Because we talked beforehand that the prayer is something that is truly total. It has to be complete, and that wholeness. I don't know how I can try to understand if I was heard without inserting in there my egoistic desire in order to see if I was successful. Do I deserve something now after I, broke out and I cried?
Maybe the result is also that the deficiency has grown, and not that I was fulfilled with anything, but I want even more that connection, that bestowal.
But the quality of bestowal has become more important in my eyes over self-reception.
Rav, how can we hold ourselves to be, as it says, I wish he'd pray all day? How can we reach this state, that desired task, that I wish he prayed all day? Because there's nothing else but raising man. Spiritual actions come from above in according to our request from below. And raising man, lowering mud, that's their entire spiritual life. How do we cause that? Please. In a continuous way.
Turns out that all of our lives is work on raising man. All that we do is only in order to bring ourselves to the right prayer. And what is demanded of us is only to be an environment towards one another and to build a group that is creating in each of the friends the right man, to constantly be in prayer for the created beings, that the Creator will appear in them and he will get contentment out of that, and that all the friends will have the forces to exert in love of friends, for that to be constantly, to be imprinted in each other.
Person has to come and even pay the group to constantly awaken in him jealousy, lust, respect, whatever he needs in order to start moving, that he'd work all day, that his heart will burn, that he won't be able to do anything but this action of raising man and passing on the mud. Really, that in that everything is measured, as much as I am prepared for the environment to step on me, kick me, just so I will work in that direction, in the correct direction.
I would ask to be given a feeling that if I'm not praying, I'm not alive. the question of how can I be in praying all the time, the answer is in a question. That is, if I'm not praying, I'm not alive. So to be given this feeling every moment that either you're now alive, like Adam, like one who wants to know where he is, or you don't. Or you continue being an animal, but that's not life.
Yeah, and that's something that constantly has to be like a magnet above the group that's pulling us upward. And it's us investing in that magnet, something very general that's pulling everybody. So when everybody like invests, it pulls everybody.
Out of the habit that every moment where it's possible to be in this collective arvut in the group, to learn how to take advantage of every moment so that it won't be wasted in vain. How do I add to the arvut, to the raising of this collective man?
And to be in the right relation towards all the means we're receiving, the group, the Rav, the sources, the morning lesson, the dissemination factory, to constantly come, take forces to bestow, and go outward. So our whole life will turn into man.
Rav. All right, friends, we're going back to the lesson. Thank you.